I'll find what I need deep down inside of me. That hole that's always sitting there hungry, wanting to be filled. I find them in the place of the rest of God. That's where I become satisfied. And I'm no longer going out trying to find things at the mall or things at the car dealership or wherever we go, buy, trying to fill up this hole that is within us. And God says, come into my Sabbath rest, into my place of dwelling, into the green places, and I will satisfy you. I will fill you up until you want no more. How many of us have ever been in that place? He'll restore my soul. Psalm 72:6 says, may he come down like rain upon the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. That rain means spiritual blessings and righteousness. And showers means sudden outpourings of God's blessings and God's word. We find that in Deuteronomy 32:2. And I believe that the Lord is telling you this. As you allow him to lead you into the green pastures of peace and rest, there will be a time of sudden outpourings, sudden blessings of the Lord, sudden revelation will come into your spirit, and you'll go, ooh, and a refreshing comes from the deep well of the Holy Spirit that's within you. They will come upon you suddenly when you least expect it, like my sitting down at the table the other day, and all of a sudden this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and he just started dictating this message to me. And as I was writing, I have a computer, but it's not accessible right where I'm at right now, and I could not hardly sit still. I was so excited at what he was giving me and what he was filling me up with, and I was just going, ooh, the Holy Spirit was just so strong, and he was satisfying me with the goodness of himself. The rhema word of the Lord will be poured out upon you, and it will be poured into your spirits, and it will fill you up. It will be the life sustenance that God has appointed for you. He will fill you richly. I love the song, it confirmed. He'll fill you richly, he'll fill you deeply until you want no more. Until you say, Lord, I've got so much revelation at the moment, I can't eat anymore right now. Let me pray over this. Let me think on this. And then it becomes part of me. See, God is saying to us, I am your portion. I am what you need. You don't need any more busyness. You don't need any more things. You don't need to be in the company of people 24/7. You need me. If you will feed upon my word, my life within you will cause a great awakening in your spirits. My word will gird you up. It will strengthen you for the difficult things. My peace within you will be a source of joy and comfort, not just for you, but for many. And isn't that what he tells us to do, is go out and find my lost sheep and bring them in. Lordy, Lordy, we're lucky if we can feed ourselves at this point, let alone feed others. I will lead you. I will cause your lives to run as a mighty river sparkling in the sunlight. Haven't you ever looked at a river and just rippled and all the light was dancing on it? That's how I'll cause your life to be. It's full of joy. It's running quickly and swiftly and full. It'll flow easily. And I want you to hear, Brad and Kathy, I want you to hear this. The river of life within you will flow right over the top of the rocks that the enemy tries to put in front of you. It will sweep away the debris of what the enemy is trying to put in your path. Your river of life will be like a flood tide, easily flowing over and around everything that is in your life. But he's saying, I want you to rest in me. It will be my power in this river of your life that's going to sustain you. It's going to protect you. It's going to guide you. It's going to lead you gently on the pathways of your life. I will also lead you beside still waters. And I will cause you to walk above, to walk over, to walk upon. And I will cause you to come against all of these things, even though you feel in your mind and in your heart, and because of circumstances, you feel like your life is on a downward spiral. And no matter what you do, it gets darker and darker and worse and worse. Anybody been there? As you continue to cause your thoughts to come under the authority of my word, you will overcome everything that sets itself against you. For you are more than conquerors through the power of my Holy Spirit that is within you. The waters of life in my spirit will bring you to places of quiet rest and ease of mind, as well as consolation for your soul. Verse 3 says, he restores my soul. Jehovah again and again and again brings me back from the places I should not be. He restores all that my enemy has stolen from me. And he delivers me time after time after time out of the snare of the enemy. He brings me home time and time again. He restores to me all that I need in order that I might continue in life upon the paths of the Lord, walking in the ways of the upright and the righteous. He renews his Holy Spirit within me, his Ruach, the breath of his life that sustains our very life and very soul. He breathes upon us again and again by the anointing of his Spirit. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He causes me to be made in right standing with him, living a moral and an upright life, cleansed daily by his blood, made prosperous of soul because of his love for me. And it's because of his name that he does this, the name that has a definite and conspicuous position in and among all peoples and all things. His very name represents integrity, truth, and honor, authority and character, and a good report are bywords of his name. And it's for the sake of his name that we are made to stand upright in his presence. It's because of his joy and pleasure that we are created and given his name, that we might live eternally in the courts of the Lord with joy and peace. It's for his purposes, his pleasure, and his will that we have our very existence today. I love what Rick Warren has to say. It's not about you. It's about God. Verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This is the first part of this that he gave me. This is what opened it all up. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Even as I walk through each day of my life. Even though I feel as though that downward spiral comes to me again and again. I will remember and say that I am above and not beneath. I am the first and the last. I am the head, I'm not the tail. I will comfort myself by his word, knowing I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. And even though I am walking through the valley of the shadow of death, that valley, that gorge of deep places and deep darkness, the gorge that is so deep that the light seems never to penetrate its darkness, even though the sides are so steep and so slick that I can't get a handhold on them, I can't see where to grab on, I can't pull myself up out of that gorge, even though I cannot see a way of turning back because no matter where I look, it's utter darkness, I must continue on. Even though the path leads only down and down and down into deeper darkness in my ways of thinking until my soul despairs of ever coming up into the light again, of ever sitting in those green places of peace. Even though I can feel all around me the cold shadow of death, and even though calamity after calamity has come upon me, even though my adversary stalks me, coming ever closer, becoming more and more bold every time, hitting harder and harder, even though sorrow and affliction torment my soul, distress, misery, trouble, wickedness surround me, I will not fear evil. I will not fear evil. I will not allow myself to be made fearful. I will not do reverence to fear. Do you know when we give in to fear, what we're doing is bowing down to it. We're saying, you're stronger than my God. You're greater than my God. I bow to you. I'm more afraid of you than I am of my God and my King. I will not bow and cower before the fear of evil. I will not bow down before my adversary. I will not bow down before the power of illness and disease or any affliction that may come upon me. For thou, my God, are with me in this place of darkness, and you are the restorer of my soul. I will not fear, and I will not cower, because the Lord God Shammah, the ever-present God and lover of my soul, is always with me. I will not fear disease or affliction or the power of illness of any kind, because you, the Lord God, Rophe, my healer, you are always with me. I will not fear lack of any kind, because you, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, are always with me. I refuse to fear and be anxious, for you, Jehovah Shalom, my peace, are always with me. I will not fear evil. You, my Lord God, Jehovah, have not given me a spirit of fear. You have given me love, peace, and a sound mind, and I will not do reverence and awe to fear. Rather, will I bow before my King, Lord Jesus, in this dark place, in this gorge where there is no light, and it seems that there's no hopelessness, yet in this place will I bow before my God and King, and I will make an altar to him in the middle of the wilderness, and I will praise you, and I will honor you, and I thank you that your light never leaves me, that the evil cannot overcome me, that my soul will not go down into hell, that, Lord God, you are the restorer of all things. I will not fear evil. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Your rod, your staff, the symbols of your great power and authority. The very picture of Christ himself in me through the Holy Spirit, they comfort me. Your power of rule, your ability to fight and punish your enemies, your support to me, your sustenance and provision are always with me because you live in me. You, O Lord, in me are the very hope of glory. I will not fear evil. You comfort me with your strength. You bring peace in the presence of my enemies. When they have their face in my face and they're trying to push me deeper and deeper into the darkness, I will praise the Lord and I will see the victory that you have already won. Micah 7, verses 7 and 8 say this: But as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation, because my God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, mine enemy. I may stumble and fall, but I'm going to rise again. I'm going to get up again. And though I may dwell in darkness at times, the Lord is a light for me, and he is my salvation. Amen. Verse 5 says, Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Lord God, you prepare, you arrange, you set everything in the right order, in a row. You ordain the ways of the battle even before it begins. You know the end from the beginning, and you know that we are victorious through Christ Jesus. The table you set before me is the table of shewbread that was in the tabernacle. Jesus is our portion. He is our bread and our wine. He is our Passover. He is our victor. He is the one that sends the enemy fleeing in seven different directions. He is more than able to prepare a table before me in spite of my heaviness of spirit, in spite of my feeling that I'm in a downward spiral. He prepares ahead of time for the victory that is already won. Even though the presence of our enemy is felt all around us, even though he presses in on all sides, even though he roars at us with a terrible roar, even then, O Lord, you have prepared a table before me for the victory banquet. Even if our enemy tries to confine and cramp us and hem us in, even if we feel like we're under siege and the gates are about to give way, he prepares for the victory banquet. When our souls tremble with fear, when we feel as though we're trying to navigate a huge ship in the midst of a huge storm and there's reefs all around us, God says, I prepare a victory banquet for you. My son has already won your victory. You have anointed my head with oil. You have caused me to be enlarged. You have caused me to be empowered by the pouring out of your spirit upon me. You have satisfied me with all good things, The richness and the fruitfulness of the olive tree is now open and upon the head of my life. And this cup, this earthen vessel, this container which houses the Holy Spirit is full to overflowing. Whether I feel like it or not, whether I think I'm that way or not, the Word says I am. I am wealthy beyond understanding in the things of the Lord. I am above and over, beyond and upon all things that will try to set themselves against me. And surely, surely, truly, for sure and certain, nevertheless, also in any ways, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All good things, the very best, favor, joy, kindness, the most pleasant, the most precious, prosperity, wealth, sweetness, and concern for my welfare, kindness, beauty, loving kindness will follow after me. Yes, in fact, they will pursue me until they overtake me. Isn't that what his word says? And I will dwell. I will sit down in my place in the courts of the Lord, the place that Jesus went ahead of me to prepare for me. I will live in and among the family of heaven to which I belong. I will inhabit the courts of the Lord. I will remain there for all eternity in the family house of the self-existent eternal one, our Father, Lord God, Jehovah. We'll remain there for the duration of all eternity. Nobody can remove us from his dwelling place. The kingdom of God is now. These things are available to us now. All of this is ours now. But I must appropriate it. I must pick it up and use it. If I sit down and weep and wail and whimper, then the enemy has won because I have bowed down in fear of him. And he is already my defeated enemy because the word says, my foot is on his neck. Say this with me. My foot is on his neck. Amen. See, wherever the not yet is on this earth, those who are walking in the fullness of the kingdom of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can bring the now. We can change the not yet to now. Are you catching what he's saying? We can bring this because it is the eternal God that is living within us. He cannot be defeated. He cannot be defeated. He has already defeated the worst possible enemy, death. He's already defeated the one who has been the robber and the thief of all things that were given to us. And he says, I've given it back to you. Now I want you to enforce what I have given into your hand and not allow him to steal from you anymore. Can we agree with that? Father, we want to thank you. Thank you that your word is so rich and so full that in 6 short verses we see the entire scope of your kingdom. We see all that you have given us, all of the promises, all of the power, all of the strength, all of the authority, all of the provision, all of the healing, all of the strength. It's already ours. It's not going to be someday by and by. It's now. And we can drive out the not yet. Father, we want to thank you for your blessings to us. We ask you now, Lord God, that as we have preached the word, your word says signs and wonders will follow to confirm the word that was preached. So, Lord, I pray now that you will minister to your people by your authority, by your might, by your power, your people would be set free. And I'm going to ask you to take a bold step. If you deal with fear of the enemy, if you deal with fear of what he can do to your children or what he will do to your marriage or what he will do to your finances or what he will do to your church, if you fear him in any place at all, I want you to get really bold and stand up right now. Thank you, Lord. Look at, see, we are all alike. we are all alike. Father, direct me as I minister, please, Lord. I'm going to ask the people on, you can sit down over here. I'm going to ask the people on this side to come on up, and I'm going to minister to you so everybody doesn't have to stand for 2 hours. Just go ahead and sit down over here. Thank you, whoever turned off the lights. I bless you for that. You can spread out all across the front. Thank you for your honesty. We need to ask ourselves, why do I fear him? Because he's lied to you. He's put a lie in your mind and in your spirit through movies and through books and through people telling tales or things that have come into our mind that we've believed the lie instead of the truth of the word. We have not applied the truth to see if it'll work. We have walked away rather than confront. Am I right on that? Shake your head yes. Be a puppet. Shake your head yes. Okay. No, you get my message. How do I know? Because I've done it. There's nobody in this world, in this church, that has not trembled at some time or another before the powers of Satan. But it is Christ in us that is the hope of glory. It is not us. And when we speak the word and we declare openly to his face that he is bound and he cannot continue to hold us, then he must let go. He must. Or God's word isn't true. And God is not a liar. Nor is he the son of man that he needs to repent from lying. He said in Matthew 16, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on this earth, that word bind means forbid. Whatever you forbid on this earth, I will forbid it in the spiritual realm and I will back it up with all of my authority. And whatever you release or loosen on this earth, I will release it in the spiritual realm, and I'll back that up with all of my authority. You are more than conquerors through Christ. He does the warfare. Our job is to stand our ground and declare the word of God and watch the enemy flee. Can we agree with that? All right. I want you to close your eyes. Can you guys kind of get up a little closer, the back ones there? Kind of move down a little bit, if you will. We can get everybody in here. Thank you. I want us to take a quick moment. I want you to bow your head and I want you to say openly, asking God to forgive you for trembling before Satan. That's just between you and him, real quick. Those that are seated on my left hand, you can do the same thing in preparation for coming up. Years ago, when the Lord was teaching me spiritual warfare, I was sitting on the edge of my bed, and all of a sudden there appeared in front of me a huge paper dragon like the ones that go through the street on Chinese New Year. And it was pressing very close into my face, and fire was coming out of its nostrils. And its eyes were coming at me, and it kept pressing and pressing at me. And the Lord said to me, take the sword of the word and stick it in him. And mentally I reached down and took the sword of the spirit, and I went, yeah! And when I did, he deflated like a balloon. And he was laying on the floor about the size of my thumb. And then he took me to Isaiah 14, which describes Satan, how you have fallen from the heaven. He said, you are nothing but a worm on the ground. And we're going to stand one day when God passes judgment on Satan. We're going to be looking over God's shoulder and we're going to look down and say, this is this what made the nations of the earth tremble? Is this what I was afraid of all this time? Begin to see yourself standing with God. With the sword of the Lord, the word of God, which is more powerful than anything the enemy has. And when he comes at you with fear, you say, in the name of Jesus, be gone. And you stick that sword in him. And if you have to stick it again and stick it again, you say, boy, you're a feisty old lady. You doggone right I am. He's not having my life and he's not having my kids or my grandkids. I will fight for that which God has given me and I'm not going to give it up. We have to fight. We are in a war. No more passivity. No more apathy, or he will have you for lunch. Are you tired of him eating your lunch? Then let's do something about it. I want you to pray after me. In the name of Jesus, I ask forgiveness that I have allowed fear of Satan and his world to overcome me and to steal from me. I ask you to forgive me, God. And I ask for a double portion of boldness. I ask that I would be a mighty man or woman for the living God. That I will no longer tremble before the forces of darkness. Because I know God has given me the victory. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind the power of Satan. I forbid him to bring fear to me any longer. I stand against him and all of his power. And I do it in your name, in your authority, and by the power of your Holy Spirit. He is no longer ruler in my life. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to go right on down the line, and I am going to pray a prayer of release over each one of you. As these people are prayed for and sit down, then the ones on this side come on up and fill the gap so that I can pray over you, okay? Thank you, Father God. Lord, I heard these mighty men of God praying this prayer. So, Father, we rebuke and bind the power of fear over their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for these mighty men and women of God that are no longer willing to allow the enemy to have their way with them any longer, that they're going to stand up in the fullness of the armor of God.